Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 848 Dow, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball, Wichita State 74, Gardner Webb 52.
Two.
10 Democrat presidential candidates debate tonight in Atlanta.
One.
Woman arrested in the fatal shooting of her boyfriend in southeast Wichita. Three big things, Stephen, 10 on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, we have the gasoline prices in Wichita coming down just a little bit in a few places. Still seeing most stations at around $2.35 a gallon, but I have seen a couple of them backing off to around $2.33 a gallon. One station at $2.33, 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 70% chance for rain later today and a high of 66 degrees. 70% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 44. Thursday, partly cloudy and cooler with a high of 52. Right now, mostly cloudy. South wind at 16 miles per hour and 58 degrees with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Sioux Falls police say an intoxicated man escaped injury when he accidentally fired his gun inside his pants pocket. 24-year-old Sioux Falls man was arrested Monday for reckless discharge of a weapon and possession of a gun while intoxicated. Police say officers heard a gunshot and responded to a parking ramp about 2:30 in the morning. The Argus Leader reports they found the man, who had a blood alcohol content of 0.25, which is more than three times the legal limit to drive. Police spokesman Sam Clemens says the man was not injured, but he had a great big hole in his pants pocket. A novel way in dealing with heart health could require less hospital time.
This is House Call for Health. A major change is proposed for dealing with coronary artery disease. If your cardiologist finds partial blockages in the arteries from your heart, the standard treatment has been surgery, either a bypass or stents. But new research finds surgery may not be necessary. Researchers at Stanford and NYU found that medication and adopting a healthier lifestyle worked just as well as a bypass or stents in preventing a heart attack or stroke in people with coronary artery disease.
People often think about it as sort of a rusty pipe, and people get that and say, well, that pipe is clogged, we need to fix it.
NYU cardiologist Dr. Harmony Reynolds says this could lead to a significant change in treatment.
One can live actually with blockages, even with some chest pain symptoms, and live quite a good life with medicines.
The study was presented to a conference of the American Heart Association. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks struggled to a mixed finish on Wall Street Tuesday as steep drops in Kohl's and Home Depot offset gains elsewhere in the market. Kohl's plunged after turning in dismal results and cutting its forecast for the year. The NASDAQ edged up 20 points to another high. The Dow fell 102 points, and the S&P spent much of the day wobbling between gains and losses, finishing down just under 2 points. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted. More bond money for Spirit. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita Spirit AeroSystems approved to receive up to $40 million in industrial revenue bonds. The Wichita City Council voting to issue the bonds to help finance improvements at Spirit's Wichita campus. It'll help pay for upgrades made at the company in 2019. The $40 million comes from a letter of intent totaling $280 million approved for Spirit in 2016. A group of panelists at the Wichita Business Journal's Ignite ICT Summit Tuesday said building a personal brand can be an evolving process that changes at different stages of life. More than 100 women attended the all-day summit held at Mark Arts. While one's brand may change, the panelists said it's important that it remain authentic. Davis Moore Auto Group Marketing Director Renee Ansurti says it's about finding your core values and understanding what they are. And the Fred and Mary Koch Foundation and Koch Industries have made a big donation to Botanica. The Koch $1 million donation will go to Botanica's Koch Carousel Gardens. Construction expected to begin next year. The Koch Carousel Gardens will surround the new home at Botanica for the carousel brought in from Joyland Park. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, I gave Marty Miller $50 last year, and he didn't even mention it on. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I guess my brand isn't that good.
Well, you just did mention it, so yeah, now we
there
know.
There you go. Hey, personal brand. What the heck is that supposed to be, a personal brand?
Well, it means, you know, when people think of you, what do they think? And what image do they get? And,
okay.
Can I go first? So.
Go ahead, Ted.
Oh, never mind.
Go ahead. What is my brand to you, Ted? Hmm. There you go. There it is.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Pretty much like, warm spit or, white bread. Not much there. Okay. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Personal brand. I don't really work much on my personal brand. We got Steve and Ted.
Your personal brand is what you're doing right now. It's
that's right.
That's your bread and butter, man.
Really?
You're the on-air personality.
Hmm. I thought it was, the charming off-air stuff that I do for people around here. Right? Okay. How about you, Bill? Your personal brand.
Cut out on me there for a minute.
Your personal brand, to me, your brand would be a sharp, savvy guy who knows a lot about business. And you have those so many seminars on women that you know a lot about women, too. And
I try.
Being a person from Kansas City who grew up in a gated community with a chauffeur, I get that recognition.
Anybody that's
got
a big
branding.
Billboard on K96
well,
doesn't have
go.
To work on branding. I mean, good grief.
Yeah. He's got his own billboard, for crying out loud.
Oh, man.
You don't need any help in branding. You know what you're doing.
You're out there, man.
Yeah. That was the Kylie Jenner of Wichita there when it comes to branding.
I saw some tomatoes. Somebody threw tomatoes at it
the
other day.
No, that's not true.
No one would do that. No. They wouldn't dare do that. Really?
They marked glasses and a pencil mustache on there.
Somebody climbed up there with a big paintbrush and did that, huh?
Right. Devil horns.
All right. Well, we're constantly working on our personal brand here at Steve and Ted. I guess we could just throw in the name. The most powerful word in advertising I've heard is new. So we could be the new Steve and Ted.
The new Steve and Ted.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know how that would be justified or rational, but we could be the dude.
Well, you don't have to justify it.
That's right.
You know, branding. So
right, It's branding.
Although in this town, a guy that had the name Ole in front of his name did pretty well. Old Steve and Ted.
Old Steve and Ted. Yeah, there you go.
O-L apostrophe.
Right.
Yeah. And he had his own dog that he brought in every day.
That's right.
Well, we need a dog.
It's Old Steve and Ted.
Old Steve.
On this date in 1985, the first version of Microsoft's Windows operating system, Windows 1.0, was officially released. And I understand that's the version that Bill is still using down at the Wichita Business Journal, right, Bill?
That's right.
All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up here at 9
Keep
o'clock.
Keep your Hank Williams records.
Keep those Hank Williams records. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Democrats debate tonight in Atlanta. We've got hearings going on, too, in Washington right now. 9 o'clock this morning, the news with Steve and Ted. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7, 1330, KNSS, Wichita. High today, 66, with a chance for rain coming up.
Get Wichita.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.